Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to talk about a very special kind of earth with Greg Jones, the CEO of EP Minerals. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Rue Goodnow, James Smack, and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training support and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program, Greg Jones. He's the CEO of EP Minerals, and I should say that until 6 years ago, the company was known as Eagle Pitcher, which a lot of folks will be familiar with. It's a mining operation, diatomaceous earth. What is that, sir?
Diatomaceous earth is actually the skeleton of algae that were across the lakes that covered Nevada, 15 million years ago. And as the region dried out, these little algae died off and their skeletons deposited in the lake bottoms, and that's what we're actually mining, are the skeletons from these single cell algae that lived all across the state.
And I should point out, as you say this, because we're in the middle of a drought, that at one point ancient Lake Lahontan covered most of Nevada.
It did, yes. A very large body of water.
All right, so what is this used for?
Hundreds of applications. It goes, about 70% of our sales go into filtration applications, so any of your food and beverage products, beer, wine, juice, vegetable oils are all filtered through our products, high fructose corn syrup, a lot of corn processing products, citric acid, things like that are filtered, soy sauce. But any food and beverage product around the world generally is filtered through diatomaceous earth in the processing.
Okay, so how many countries do you operate in?
About 100. We're just about everywhere in the world. We have distributors across the world that sell our products into the local economies. In Europe, we have an office. We have an office in Singapore that support the local sales effort and salespeople scattered throughout the world. Brazil, Dubai, South Africa, Russia, and the guys in Asia that cover all of Southeast Asia and China.
Okay, so how is business?
Last year was amazing. We were close to our capacity, over our capacity all year long. Just an amazing year. Then we went through the port dispute this spring.
The Oakland port dispute, yeah.
Right, about 35% of our sales are exported. So we really struggled through the port dispute situation, and got caught up with containers, you know, stuck from Lovelock, Nevada to San Francisco and Oakland as we were trying to get on ships and out. And now that we've gotten through that situation, we're kind of going through an inventory correction where, you know, customers have been sitting on product, ordered maybe a little more than they needed during this last year and a half. And so now we're seeing, you know, softer sales at the moment as we kind of go through the inventory correction.
Okay, how much did that cost you?
Probably in total, close to $1 million of extra cost and struggles to keep our business going.
Really, it was to the point where the business could have gone down.
No, our business wasn't at risk, but it had a significant impact on our customers and a lot of extra cost in the transportation of the product, and we struggled. Our customers struggled to get product during that period. If you were in anywhere outside of the U.S., you were waiting on our product to arrive, and your operations were at risk potentially if we couldn't get the product there because of the situation.
How many other companies across the country are involved in diatomaceous earth?
There's two other manufacturers in the United States, and then there's a few around the world. We're the second largest producer, and then we have a competitor named Imerys, who's a very large producer in the U.S. and around the world. So the two of us together probably have a dominant market share position, and then there's smaller players in local regions.
Okay, so who would your biggest customers be? Places like China, for example?
My largest customer is Cargill Corporation, where they process corn, so for high fructose corn syrup, citric acid. SAB Miller, which SAB is South African Breweries. They own Miller Coors. We supply them globally. We supply Heineken globally around the world. ADM, large customer of ours for corn
Roger
processing.
Daniel Mangles, right? Huge. Yes.
So you name a large food or beverage manufacturer, and likely we're supplying them with product.
Okay, what are your abilities to expand beyond what you're doing now?
Pretty optimistic. We're owned by a private equity company, Golden Gate Capital, and we're actively looking at acquisitions. We're actively looking at other minerals to potentially attach to our business as part of our strategy for growth. We're a manufacturer of perlite as well. Perlite's a small percentage of our sales today, roughly 5%. We have a perlite mine. We have two actually, but one that's active near Fallon. And we process that product in Lovelock, and we have a new manufacturing facility in Nebraska that supplies the local region there. So we're looking at perlite around the world. We actually buy in product today from manufacturers and sell it through our sales channel today, and we're looking at how we can expand our presence in perlite. We are a manufacturer of calcium bentonite, and that's in Tennessee.
And what is that? Sorry, it's us not being chemists here.
You're right. It's clay, basically. And it's used in, from our application, in agricultural applications. So it's used as a fertilizer carrier. It's used in some very unique scrubbing applications where you're trying to remove like sulfur from a stream of gas. And one of the largest markets is in the automotive space for oil cleanup, oil and spill absorption. So if you go into a Jiffy Lube or an automotive mechanic house, they would have a bag of our product in there to clean up the floor when they have an oil spill.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a show and tell for our television viewers and a listen and tell for our radio listeners, okay? Right. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, We've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Greg Jones. He's the CEO of EP Minerals. Okay, you have brought stuff to tell us about. Let's start at the end here.
Okay. Well, this is perlite ore that we mine in Fallon, Nevada. And then we process it in Lovelock in Nebraska, as I said earlier. Unique ore. It's actually it's basically ore that's from a lava flow that occurred underwater in most cases millions of years ago. And it's been, over time, hydrated with water. And usually as this lava flow is coming out under the surface of the water creeps into the internal structure of this material over millions of years. When you put a flame to it, it pops like popcorn. And it's used in numerous construction applications. We use it as a filter aid. Basically goes into the same applications as our diatomaceous earth and depending on the customer need and what they're looking to do. I have diatomaceous earth here. That's what we're mining across Nevada.
And this is a white colored.
It's very white. This is the skeleton of algae that I was referring to earlier. And these are deposits that built up over millions of years at the bottom of lakes here in Nevada. And that's what we're mining. And we have depending on the location, we have 30 active mines that we're mining out of across Nevada and Oregon.
How many people do you employ?
Over 600 total, about 335 here in Nevada. We have three plants in Nevada, one in Oregon, one in Tennessee, and one in Nebraska. So this is very unique material. It's very pure. It's 90% silica, which is glass, basically. And just very unique characteristics.
Okay, and you've got three jars here.
Yeah, those are the kind of the final products that you would see leaving our plants going to our customers. So we have the one here is what would be going into a paint application. So our product is used as a filler in paint for architectural paint for inside of your house, on your walls, outside. The middle one goes into plastic applications. So if you have a clear plastic film, it would likely have that material in it. And the one that's kind of pink on the end is actually what would be used in a brewing application if you're filtering beer or sometimes wine. So
it's kind of a remarkable product, really.
Yeah, it's a very unique kind of raw material. But then between our mining and our processing, we're more of an engineered materials business where we're taking this material and processing it pretty significantly to change its characteristics and make it suitable for just hundreds of applications.
How many years supply do you have?
It really depends on the mine source, but we have a very active exploration program where we're drilling and looking to increase our reserve base. But we have between 20 and 50 years of reserves across our business.
Okay, as you travel around the world, and you do travel around the world. I mean, I'm looking at you're in parts of Africa, you're in Singapore. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing out there, and relative to the United States?
A lot of volatility is probably the best answer to that. I think we all see what's going on in Greece. Our business this year has been impacted by the low oil price. You know, there's more oil in the world right now than there is demand, and that's driven the price down.
What does that mean for you?
Well, we supply many markets that are related to oil. So we filter frack water. So when they're fracking, we're filtering the water that comes back out of the wells. We actually sell a product that's kind of similar to this one here, that is used.
It's a powdery substance.
It's actually more of a granular material.
Okay.
And they actually fill the little pores in the diatoms with chemicals, and they mix it with frac sand and pump it into the frac zone. Baker Hughes has a patent on this, and very very large business for us. So when the drill rigs went home this year, and they're down 50 to 60% from their peak last year, That business has dropped off on us. We filter biodiesel. Well, when prices of oil are low, there's biodiesel production isn't as economical, and so that's dropped off a little bit. We also use our product to filter corn-based plastics, which are kind of a bioplastics material that are sold throughout the world.
And it's amazing what you can do with corn. I mean, who knew? I mean, most of us just thinking about it as something you eat in the summertime.
Yeah.
But it's phenomenal what can be done with it.
It is. And our products are used a lot with corn processing. So that business is down as well. So anyways.
Okay, but as you look at that market, I mean, right now it's an insane situation because Saudi Arabia has said that they're going to just continue pumping.
Right.
They don't care what the price is. They just want the dollars. And, do you see at some point that that's going to turn around?
I think China and Europe need to recover, and even South America. South America doesn't get a lot of press, but it's been in a recession for the last 3 or 4 years, especially Brazil. So when we get a recovery in the world economy and we start to see some GDP growth coming out of Europe and China and South America, I think the supply demand situation for oil will recover, and you'll see oil prices maybe get back to $80 a barrel, which would be a good level for our business.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Fascinating topic here. I really enjoyed speaking with you. Come back and let's talk more about the world economy, okay?
Okay, very good.
Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Attention, is your motorized wheelchair broken? If Medicare or private insurance paid for your motorized wheelchair, you may qualify for help repairing it. Trusted Mobility Repair specializes in repairing most makes and models of motorized wheelchairs, and you may even qualify for a temporary replacement chair if necessary. As an accredited business, you can trust us to provide prompt service, and we believe in building long-lasting relationships with our clients, keeping you safe and mobile. Trusted Mobility is a name you can trust in the service industry for our fast, convenient service. We know life can be difficult without having your power wheelchair. At Trusted Mobility, we can improve your mobility, independence, and quality of life. So don't hesitate to call us right now. There are no upfront costs for using this benefit. Copayments and deductibles may apply. Trusted Mobility Repair, your trusted partner in getting you back on the move. We come to you.
Call 800-439-1620. Call now.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, things take a distinctly political turn here on the program. James Smack is here, former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. Andy Barbano is editor of NevadaLabor.com, and Ru Goode now is attorney with Parsons, Bailey, and Latimer. Pleasure to have you all here. Mr. Barbano, you have an announcement.
Oh, yes. I've decided this morning to establish Democrats for Trump. He's the best thing to happen to the Democratic Party since James Ray Houston in 1974. Read my column in the Tribune about that. But Democrats for Trump, we wanted to have a bridge, because Trump is a bridge term, as the logo of the Democrats for Trump campaign. But because it's a bridge, Chris Christie threatened to sue because he's using that. So we're going to make a cake, the symbol of the Democrats for Trump campaign, a five-layer cake with a white layer on the top and a white layer on the bottom, because the Republican Party has a white layer as its base. And then, to make sure it's politically correct, we're going to have a chocolate layer, a red velvet layer, and a yellow layer. And that's Democrats for Trump.
Mr. Smack, would you like to respond?
Only if I could start Republicans for Bernie Sanders, because that was actually pretty funny, Andrew.
I'm ready to rock and roll with Bernie.
Right, sounds
okay,
good.
But what is Trump doing to your brand? I mean, that seems to be, over the weekend talk shows, that was the big discussion.
I think one thing that Trump is doing that I think is an advantage right now for the other Republican candidates is he's keeping all the spotlight off of the other Republican candidates. So he's certainly out there. He's making a lot of noise. He's doing some unconventional things. It's nothing that probably the RNC can really control at this point in time, because Trump will be like, I'll just go out and spend my own money and do what I'm going to do here. So it's refreshing in a way, but it could be a little bit frightening if he actually wins the nomination.
Not for me.
Could you even see that possibility?
This has all just been entertainment, and that's exactly what Donald Trump is. He's entertainment, and I don't think most consumers, most people watching the television, most people reading the paper connect him with any particular political party. They know what he is and what he does.
Yes, but the Latino community doesn't understand.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I give the Latino community more credit than that.
Mr. Barbano?
I remember a Frenchman was commenting on Alexis de Tocqueville decades ago, and somebody was being talked about, George Wallace or somebody like that. And, well, he'd just be a fluke if he got elected. And the Frenchman said, American political history is a history of flukes.
All right, let's move on. One thing that you put in a column recently was the amount of money that are now going to either private schools or private citizens in terms of the money for education. And
I've talked to Urquhart Haga's office, and they are supposed to get me some stats on this week.
The school superintendent.
The bottom line is, we after $1.3 billion in tax increases, which is the same as $1.3 billion we gave Tesla, we haven't moved the needle much on education per pupil funding. Depending on who you talk to, it's $34 a year a student or $120 a year per student, depending on who you talk to. And in a multi-billion-dollar education budget, we haven't moved the needle much at all.
And I would say that you can't compare the Tesla to the education thing, because one is over a 30-year period, one is a biennium. James, you want to respond?
Well, education, the biggest concern that I have is we keep throwing money at a program that just doesn't seem to be working properly. We should be looking at the whole system and say, where can we do some testing or something like that to really figure out where we need to go with the education program. I mean, we're 50th or 51st in the country, no matter where you're looking at it. I think the education savings accounts are a good start. I think that's going to give the opportunity for parents who have their children in Nevada public schools to have the option to put them into a private school and foster a little bit more competition. I think that's an excellent start for our education in the state of Nevada.
It's a death spiral for public education.
Look, the problem with education gets down to the problem with our families. I agree that we need to spend a little bit more money on education and put a little more focus statewide on education. I think that's
so
what Governor Sandoval did.
What the governor did, yeah.
Well, I want to wait and see whether or not it has any effect. But in the long run, we can't accomplish the kind of achievement that people want to publicly say they want to achieve without changing the basic level of education of our population. And I think that gets back to some of our industry here. I mean, we have a focus on an industry that requires a lower level of education, and so our families don't put the same focus on education that some people do in other areas.
Do you agree?
Bernie Sanders has it right. Education ought to be free for as far as you want to go in this country. We are commodifying health care. We have commodified education. And here is Governor Sandoval, just weeks after this huge tax increase purportedly for education, which I don't think is that big, hustling a non-Nevada university all over television. He is working on a competitor to Nevada Education and being his point man. Okay. I'm confused.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds left. I think it's nonsense what Andy just said about free education for as long as people want it. I think that that's part of the problem is that the reason our university system is so expensive is that everybody thinks that they should be going to university when a lot of people should be paired off at about 16 years of age and going to trades and join unions and whatever, you know, to get other skills.
Oh, a lot of that. I absolutely
agree with that. I think that we need to look at going back into going back into the trade schools and that type of thing. And that can be a type of private education as well, teaching children who don't seem to have as much of the mental aptitude in mathematics and sciences and things like that. Okay, teach them how to do something. We're going to have a significant shortage in things like welders and builders, and right now we're running into a huge shortage in people, right, to do construction.
Across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've got a company in Hawaii that wants to hire electricians out of Nevada. There are no electricians to hire.
The average
That's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back.
The Neon Dragonfly Eclectic Boutique is located at 214 California Avenue, featuring unique gifts, fabulous hats, and our specialty women's apparel. A diverse collection of tasteful styles at affordable prices. The Neon Dragonfly, Reno's favorite eclectic boutique, across from the Nevada Museum of Art.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for your money.
Call Laub & Laub.
Leash tugging and pulling is a very common problem, many times resulting from overexcitement. Finally, there's a simple, effective, no-pull answer, Thunderleash. When your dog pulls or reacts, Thunderleash's ingenious, on-demand, no-pull design creates simple, safe pressure around your pet's torso. When your dog pulls, gentle pressure is applied. The result? No pulling.
She was pulling me off my feet now. It's a completely different experience using the Thunderleash. Two completely different dogs.
Retractable and standard versions now available at PetSmart, Petco, and other fine pet retailers.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I always tell our clients that our job is to move the money from the insurance companies into their hands for their injuries. That's why they're hiring us.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
The Neon Dragonfly Eclectic Boutique is located at 214 California Avenue, featuring unique gifts, fabulous hats, and our specialty women's apparel. A diverse collection of tasteful styles at affordable prices. The Neon Dragonfly, Reno's favorite eclectic boutique, across from the Nevada Museum of Art.
On our next broadcast, Mary Lau of the Retail Association of Nevada. We'll see you then.